John, and many of you have requested the Bible study from last Friday night's edition of Nightlight. Here we are, the Bible study on the judgment. God bless you, and thank you for ordering another tape from the Olivet Discourses.
The following program on KKLA is sponsored by Nightlight.
Welcome. Good morning and welcome to Nightlight. And this is Pastor John Coleman here live on KKLA 99.5 FM Nightlight, a radio presentation where you are able to call in and give us your prayer requests as we pray with you for the next 2 hours here live right here on KKLA 99.5 FM. And good morning to all of the Nightlighters in the Southern California area. What a privilege it is, and what a wonderful warm evening it is. I hope that as the evening is warm, that you're snuggled in somewhere right next to your radio. Maybe you have on your little Walkman and you're listening to us, and you have your Bibles ready and to follow along in the Bible study, and just to basically pray. To pray for our nation, for our churches, to pray for the welfare of the church, and to pray for those variables in our society that we really would like God to take a look at. And thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to come and speak with you tonight. I'm sitting in for my good friend, Pastor Harley Howard. Lord willing, Harley will be back on Monday. And I'm looking forward to end up this week of prayer tonight. So why don't we begin with a word of prayer as we ask God to enter into this study tonight. Father in heaven, we come tonight thanking you for the opportunity again. And then, Father, as we prepare our hearts to open up our Bibles, we pray that you might sensitively look down on us. And then, Father, as you look down on us, we pray that you might have mercy on us. And we as the church at times have turned our backs on you and walked the other way. And in so doing, Heavenly Father, the world does not have an accurate picture of who you are. And because of that, it appears that our country seems to be going through a stupor right now. Men and women don't seem to have direction. We've lost our moral minds. And we seem to be headed towards oblivion. And Father, we are just asking that you would have mercy on us tonight as an entire country, as an entire nation. And Father, in a very special way, I pray this morning that you might touch the different peoples in this country, the blacks and the whites and the Asians, the Latinos, and that we may understand that you are our divine creator. And then, Father, that we might become utterly sensitive to what people are saying and doing around us. Father, we pray tonight for the next 2 hours that there may be a sense of peace in our hearts. For many tonight are confused by the perilous situations that's going on in our society. There's not a day that goes by that, Father, we can't help but to sense the sadness as we look at and listen to the news. And Father, we ask that you would touch our churches and send a spiritual revival, and that there might be a true intent in the behalf of individuals to truly repent. And Father, we ask that you might bless these 2 hours tonight as many may call in and desire us to pray with them, that our prayers might benefit their lives. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you sense a sense of sadness in Pastor John tonight, just let me give you a little background of who I am. I've been on the planet now, Lord willing, on Monday, if I live, I'll be 49. I've been here a little while. I grew up in a society where I was taught that, you know, we were to, I guess, be obedient to authority, to respect those that are in authority, to respect our parents, our teachers. And now I'm living in a society where it appears that not even our youngsters, our young people don't have a sense of what authority is. They're looking at adults, and it appears that the adults in this society, they're all after a buck, you know, money, materialism. They're looking at the church, and sometimes we've just gone into an entertainment mode.
we're out just trying to have a good time on Sunday, and God only knows what Bible study and prayer meeting has become. The church is so into fantasy that they can't tell reality. And then when you look at the homes in America, devastated. Friday is usually payday in a lot of situations, and dads are out there drinking up the money. Moms are out there trying to go to the clubs tonight and have some fun to let their hair down because they're tired of being disciplined. And while all of this madness is going on, our God in heaven is peering down, looking at what he gave us, and looking at how we're throwing it away. And God is setting us up for judgment. Now, I know last night when I gave the Bible study, I was trying to admonish us as believers to persevere and to be strong and to go on. And I'm telling you, my heart is grieved. Sometimes very rarely I do this because I really don't have time to watch television. I don't think that there's too much offered on television. But unfortunately, I was passing through a room in my home and one of those talk shows were on. And they had a terrible, terrible expose on how parents are just even doing away with their own children. It grieved me to my heart. I literally sat in my living room and just began to weep. I said to my wife, what are we coming to when people can on television express some of the horrendous things that parents can do to their children? And then to listen to secular psychologists try to say how we have to deal with it, and no one even brought up for 1 minute the possibility of these people and their depraved nature. Only a depraved man or woman would try to harm an innocent child because they're angry at another adult. Only a person that is totally unregenerate, separated from God, vile altogether in sin. And yet no one calls it sin. My friend, God is going to judge us. And he is going to judge us because what we will not do, some of us must do. And God will hold us accountable for that. The Bible study tonight is simply entitled Judgment. The Bible study for the concerned individual. Why is it important to preach the judgment of God? Well, because he commands us to do so. In Acts chapter 10, verse 42, Luke writes and he says, and he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. Jesus Christ is not only the Savior for the saint, but he will come and he will judge the world. Not only the saint, but the ones that ain't. I know that's improper language, but I think you get my drift. We are living in a day and age where we have just totally, utterly forsaken God. Turn our backs. God will judge us. I know I sound like someone that's from another age, my friend. I'm not trying to be Jeremiah, Ezekiel, or Isaiah. I echo my brothers who lived before me because they too, my friends, were living in a contemporary society where society had literally turned its back on God and said, not us. Is there a specific day, Pastor John, that God will carry out this judgment? I believe so. In Acts chapter 17, verse 31, Luke also writes and says, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Some of you are listening to me right now and you know the bad shape that our country's in. You know the bad decisions that our politicians, that our leaders are making. Oh, you hear the talk shows all day long on all the networks. Everybody's perplexed. It's not an argument of the conservatives against the liberals. It's sin versus righteousness. It's calling a spade, if you get my drift. It's calling sin what it is. There's coming an appointed day when the world is going to be judged by God's righteousness. And my friend, a lot of people think that God's just going to come and give everybody a reprieve, and everybody's going to go to heaven in the by and by. That's Hollywood. That's a movie. That's Tinseltown. That's fakery. That's folly. Judgment, my friend, hurts. You know, we in the Christian community always like to think about the day and age when we talk about everything's going to be good and when I go up yonder. My friends, most of us are not going up there. This country is on a downward drift. I want you to think with me. Think with me. You've heard the commentaries. You've heard people debate the past couple of weeks about just some of the political things, some of the trials coming up in our town and all of this. Have you been paying attention to the media? Have you been paying attention to what people are saying, what sinful hearts are doing? My friend, I'm telling you, when people start talking wild and outrageous things, their hearts go mad. And my friends, we may be looking at the dawn of the end of what we see as the so-called land of the free and the home of the brave. Pastor John, are there scriptural evidences that we have to determine the judgment is going to take place? Yes. Remain in the book of Acts. You can look at Acts chapter 24, verse 25. And as he reasoned of righteousness and temperance and judgment to come, this is Paul standing before King Felix in his day. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time, when I have a more convenient season, for I will call for thee." In other words, Paul was on trial. He was in a courtroom. And he began to tell Felix and Bernice and all of that court there of the high and high society and the aristocracy and all these people. And Felix, the king's, his knees begin to tremble. And my friend, some of you are sitting out there and you're saying, "Pastor, God's going to take care of us. I got some news for you. God's going to judge us." It grieves my heart. We had something good here. And the possibility of that happening is when we as believers, the saints of God, all colors, all churches, not all faiths, because there's only one faith, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Those of us that believe in Jesus Christ, trust in the power of God. What we need to do is we need to begin to pray and seek God's gracious grace and favor on our land. That's the only thing, because the secular media, they're going to go off. They're going to have their heyday. They're going to have their heyday. They're going to get that byline. They're going to get that story. And some of you are listening right now. You work for the secular media. You know what I'm talking about. They're telling you whenever the dirt goes down, I want you to be there filming it in living color. I want you to zero it in with your satellite. Do you know what you're doing to people's minds? In planting things in the unregenerate mind that will cause something that is irreversible. And what is a Christian to do? We're to realize that judgment is an option that God will use to bring us to our senses. Pastor John, what? Is it possible for men to procure judgment against themselves? Well, in Romans chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, listen to what the word of God says. "But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasured up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." In other words, oh yes, some folks' heart become very hard when they hear what I'm saying. As a matter of fact, I received a phone call at the church and some dear saint called and said that she didn't appreciate what I said last night about sometimes what God may have to do to get somebody's attention. Well, dear, I want to share with you right now, God's judgment is real. It comes down on any and everyone who works against his purpose. At times, his judgment is swift. At times, his judgment is delayed. I am not the one that incurs judgment of God on people. He does it. I, as a pastor, as a prophet, so to say, merely forewarn people that judgment is coming. And sometimes when I warn people that judgment is coming, it sounds harsh, and I know I sound like Ezekiel, Jeremiah, or any other true godly prophet. I believe, my dear friends, that the day of giving a nice little lesson of how it's going to be. See, I don't want to be numbered with the preachers that saying, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Well, listen, your feelings, my friend, will fluctuate. Everything is not going to be all right. God says judgment is coming. In verse 6 of Romans chapter 2, it says, who, that is God, who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient, continuous, and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But verse 6 says he's going to give to every man according to his deeds. Every individual that does wrong to another individual, I don't care who they are, I don't care what their reasoning is, God is going to bring judgment. I don't need a human judge to determine whether they're guilty. God knows whether they're guilty. And I'm telling you, my friends, when it, in terms of justice, you had better seek God's holy and righteous justice. Let me share something with you. When I say God, I mean Jehovah God that created this world, the universe, everything that our senses can perceive. This almighty God who is alive and who is the greatest spiritual being that ever existed, and he exists because he exists, will render punishment to every man that disobeys his known will. And for us to scoff at him, one of the worst things that a man has to face for eternity is an eternity separated from God because of their refusal to bow to him. For it goes on and says in verse 8, but unto them that are contentious and that do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. God is saying, I'm not leaving anybody out of this. And I'm telling you, Christian friends, and those of you that are not Christians, oh, I know. You see, radio has become a tool to entertain. Some of you folks have tuned by KKLA tonight, and you say, man, who is it? Is this a tape? This isn't delayed. This is just as alive as you are, my friends. And some of the tension that some of you are feeling right now in your hearts, you are a part of the mess that God is going to have to judge. And I would implore that by the time this two-hour presentation is up, you will call in and pray with me for salvation and that the wrath of God might not be incurred amongst you. Verse 10 says of Romans chapter 2, but glory, honor, peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. In other words, Paul says the contrast of tribulation and anguish upon every soul that doeth evil is glory and honor and peace. Now that glory and honor and peace can only be sustained by the life that is trusted in its Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor John, what? How shall this judgment take place anyway? Well, if I read Romans chapter 2, verses 12 through 16, and those are real good verses, and I want to start really at verse 13. It says, well, no, let me start at verse 14. But when the Gentiles, and that's me, and that's some of you, and if some of you are Jews, you can listen to this too. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves. In other words, you can't say, hey, I don't know what the Bible says. God can't judge me. Man, listen, hey, I'm not responsible. Then in verse 15, it says, which show the work of the law written in your heart. So you know what's right. When you hate somebody, you know what's right. And then the Bible says their conscience also bearing witness and their thoughts, the meanwhile, accusing or excusing one another. In other words, God is saying, you know what's right. Don't sit out there and try to fog your creator. Oh, you can read your New Age books. You can pick up your crystal and try to channel a demon. You know what's right and wrong. Verse 16 says, in the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ, according, Paul says, to my gospel. My friends, these are powerful words. I believe that God is speaking to many of us this morning right now and saying, your life is a shambles. You are a degradation to God. You are a degradation to your family. You are a degradation to the church. I want you to think with me. Think about this. Think about this. Think about this with me early this morning. Here you are, a black Christian, or here you are, a white Christian. And you can't go and you can't even go and worship in another church because you are a different skin color. But yet, you're going to go to the same heaven. I was doing some research on a sermon that I'm preaching Sunday. And I was reading something by Charles Haddon Spurgeon. And it's in a wonderful book that I bought from one of my favorite bookstores out there at the Grace Church. And I was reading this, and it was an illustration about a lady that was very old. And she called Spurgeon in. She was about to die. And she called Charles Haddon Spurgeon in, and she says, oh, Pastor, I'm about to die, but I have one question. And Charles said, oh, ask on, my dear sister. She says, well, when I go to heaven, please tell me that there's going to be two different sections in heaven, because I just can't bear to think that I would be in heaven with Betsy, the lady that works in the kitchen, because, oh, Pastor, she is so undignified, you understand? And Spurgeon said that he said, oh, my dear saint, I pray that you might repent before you die to guarantee you going there. And I think that Spurgeon hit it right on the head. We in the church had better wake up and come to grips with reality. How we live down here will determine where we are going when we leave here. Your money, your prestige, your fogging everybody, your politics, your modus operandi, how you do life down here, all of that means absolutely nothing. For God says that he is going to judge the secrets of men's heart by Jesus Christ. Pastor John, what? Shall anyone escape the judgment of God? Well, turn to your Bibles to Romans chapter 14, and let's start reading at verse 10. And we're going to focus on verse 12. Paul writes and says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. Now listen to verse 12. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Now let's settle this right now. There's not anyone that's going to escape. Your mother, your father, the richest man in this country from the poorest pauper in this country. No one. I don't care whether you're black, white, yellow, brown. I don't care whether you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth or a toothbrush stuck between your jaws. You will give an account to God for the deeds done in your body. Oh, and don't think that because you eat prime rib that you're exempt. Don't think that because you live on the hill that you're exempt. And don't please think because you grow up in the ghetto where I did that you're exempt because you've always been stepped upon and people have been slapping you in the face that you just gonna go up yonder because you are a minority. No, you are not. The Bible isn't cutting anybody any slack. We are all accountable before God. I know we don't hear this kind of preaching in our churches now. You know, well, you know, God understands our plight. Yes, he also understands your sin. It also tells me something. You know, I love God's word. God's word is so complete. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, Paul writes and says, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work. of what sort it is. My friends, listen to the pastor this morning. If you've never, ever listened to a pastor, listen to Pastor John. Now, I'm going to personalize this. I will be judged by God. I have to stand before my Creator. I don't understand that. I don't understand it. I cannot comprehend it fully. I do not know what the judgment seat of Christ is going to be like for believers. See, I know that I'm saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. I know that I'm going to heaven, but I know that even though I'm going to heaven, I will be judged by the deeds that I've done down here. Now, that's the judgment bar for the believer. My friends, those of you that have never really conclusively looked at Christianity, there is a final judgment bar, not when the rapture takes place for the believers, but further down at the end of the age. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment, where every unbeliever will stand before God. That's where the knee will bow and the tongue shall confess. See, my friends, we need to bow the knee and confess now. Because I'm going to tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here right now, breathing and living, I won't be here within 100 years. And within that space, a very short distance of time, I will have to give an account of my life before God. Now that's serious. That's serious, my friends. Very serious. That about concludes the time that we have for our Bible study. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Olivet Discourses.